Microsoft is undergoing pressure to change features in the latest version of Windows. Windows XP is set for release in October, but Senator Charles Schumer said this week he wants to stop the release of the software. Schumer and others charge that XP is Microsoft's most aggressive effort yet to crush competitors. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
XP stands for experience, and the voice that greets XP users has a kind of reassuring, new age tone that you might expect to hear on a relaxation tape. It promises to turn the frustrating, teeth-gnashing, hair-pulling world of computers into a kind of zen experience of oneness with your machine.
Built-in photo sharing and organization. With Windows XP, viewing photos and sharing them with friends, family, and colleagues couldn't be easier. Just plug in your digital camera and your photos appear instantly, ready for you to edit, email, or print.
Windows is the foundation that software writers for different companies build on. But with each version of Windows, Microsoft has added a layer of new features, and those layers can sometimes render competing software products obsolete. Windows XP takes this process a giant leap forward. The software comes complete with things like software for digital photography. Product manager Greg Sullivan says it's all meant to make life easier for users.
At a fundamental level, Windows XP makes it a lot easier to work with digital pictures right out of the box. Part of what we mean by Windows XP and the experience is that it's an end-to-end experience.
Including software for photo editing might sound like a good idea unless you're a company called Kodak. America's premier photo company has been trying to market its digital photography service, and Kodak software is included on many PCs. Early versions of XP would have forced users through a gauntlet of as many as 9 extra mouse clicks if they wanted Kodak, not Microsoft, to handle their pictures. Kodak's Philip Gerskovich says he's concerned that prospect will drive consumers away from Kodak to Microsoft's products.
Microsoft, it appears, is going to be bundling these applications into the operating system. Then the other key issue is that Microsoft is inserting themselves into every scenario where consumers interact with the application, and they force the user to choose between the Microsoft application and the third-party application, and that's an additional unnecessary step.
Microsoft has agreed to eliminate some of those barriers, but companies like Kodak remain concerned that their customers will be lost in the web of new features that have been grafted on to Windows. For Microsoft, Windows is like an organism. It keeps evolving by adding new features that help the operating system survive in the marketplace. Other companies, however, see Windows as behaving more like a virus that grows stronger by gobbling up its competitors. Take instant messaging. This form of instantaneous email has taken off with millions of young people. Microsoft wants to turn instant messaging from a tool for teen chat into a robust application. Microsoft's Greg Sullivan demonstrates by using Windows Messenger to have a teleconference with a colleague at another computer.
But here you see Jim over there in my window, and I can wave to him and he can wave to me. And just that easy. You see, I went from having a text chat that people are very familiar with and capable of establishing that kind of communication session. And with one click, we're having a video conference now.
Microsoft's new service is clearly aimed at the current leader in instant messaging, America Online. With 100 million registered users, AOL's instant messenger will be tough to dethrone. But AOL says Microsoft has done this before. Netscape, the company that popularized the World Wide Web, lost its dominant position when Microsoft began giving away its own web browser. That was the basis for the ongoing antitrust suit against Microsoft. Jonathan Buckley of America Online says history may repeat itself.
There are very real issues that have been raised by Windows XP, now not just bundling a browser into the operating system, but a music player, digital photography, etc., so that the entire world could end up being a Microsoft vassal.
AOL and other rivals say, if you want proof, just look at the opening screen of the new operating system. Microsoft products, such as the Instant Messenger, Microsoft's Media Player, the Fax and Picture Viewer, all have marquee placement. Microsoft will allow computer manufacturers to add rival software like AOL's, but computer makers are not permitted to remove any Microsoft products from the Windows desktop. Microsoft has defended this tactic before, but now things have changed. In June, a federal appeals court said Microsoft is a monopoly. That could make it easier for the government to seize on any obstacles that come between consumers and software made by other companies. Howard University law professor Andrew Gavel says Microsoft may have to answer some hard questions in court.
Are they incorporating these new features in a way that creates incompatibilities with other programs? And if they are, can they justify those choices? If the government can make the case that how they've gone about integrating these features is having an anti-competitive effect, it will be up to Microsoft to justify that's the price you pay for being a monopolist.
So while Windows XP may be designed to make computing easy, a judge may have to decide whether this new piece of software makes life too difficult for Microsoft's competitors. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.